DW.
Worn-out car tyres accumulate in dusty roadside heaps in Yaoundé. The Cameroonian capital has no public refuse service to take care of recycling. Even just left where they are, the tyres can eventually leak toxic chemicals into the water supply. Many tyres end up burned, polluting the air.
A lot of people culturally believe it just has to be burnt. So we are also using this as an opportunity to sensitise them, that we can give an alternative to these tyres which will be more durable, which will not affect our environment.
But where others see unsightly waste, activist Christian Leke sees a resource, and he's enlisted local young people to help him gather them up. The tyres are taken some 20 miles outside Yaoundé to a prison. Here, inmates turn them into sandals. Leke says the work is empowering and boosts environmental awareness.
In our engagement in prisons, we saw the process of transforming tyres, firstly, as an effort to protect the environment, as an effort to support, the global conversation on climate change. And we saw the inmates in prison as that first community with whom we can talk, because a lot of people are banned on them. But they have time, they need people to give them an opportunity to transform.
The prison workers also get 50% of the profits when the sandals are sold, with the other half going to the prison and Cameroonian authorities. Woven in bright colours on top, the old tyres provide the rubber soles. Abroad, they fetch around 35 euros a pair. The sandals are also available here in Cameroon, of course, where Leke sells them himself for somewhat less than on the international market. Emmanuel Ayuk has just bought a pair of the sandals from the trunk of Leke's car.
It's a wonderful product and I love it, and equally to support the prison project, because like I heard, it's made from prisoners. It's made from the prison. Prisoners made it. So in a way, it's to push them, to tell them that they have a place. They're not forgotten.
And for every 7 pairs of flip-flops sold, that's one less complete tyre littering Yaoundé's streets and polluting the environment.
DW.